Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. New episodes every day during the month of Christmaz. And here's your hosts, Gaz and Taylor. Hello and welcome to day two of our Christmas Conspiracy Advent Calendar. Woohoo! Merry Christmas, everybody! Hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode. We'll be bringing you a new one every day of the month.
We will.
All the way up to Christmas Day.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Are you alright, Taylor?
Yep.
Well,
oh, yes.
Have I got some Christmassy type stuff for you? So I was looking into, Christmas facts.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas stuff that you might not know. Yeah.
There's a lot
and
of
it. And I've got a couple for you for today's little stocking filler.
Well, of course.
And talking of stockings, hanging your stocking used to come from the Dutch custom of leaving your shoes out packed full of food for St. Nicholas's donkey.
His donkey?
Yep.
I thought he had reindeer.
Well, he used to have donkeys back in the day. So he would leave...
He was ungraded then.
Yeah, so the deal was, right? So these Dutch kids, they'd leave their shoes or clogs or whatever out, outside, packed full of food for the donkeys, right?
Can't be that packed unless you've got big feet.
As a token of his appreciation, St. Nicholas, he'd leave him a small gift in return.
What, like a Brussels sprout?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a nice little origin, isn't it? A nice little origin of Crimbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, that's sweet of him.
So, do you know also, I've got another one here.
Good
Boxing on. Day, gets its name from all the money collected in church.
All right.
That day for the poor, or that year for the poor,
all
I suppose.
Right. I thought it'd be because generally when your family gets together,
cause of
there's
all
usually
the,
a fight, at least a couple of days in everyone talking to each other.
What, you think it's more to do with the fact that
I'm sick and tired of you now. Fuck off.
And Edna's come round and she's pecking Ed.
Yeah.
And it's
she's
caused,
you
it's
how
caused a rumble.
Rule. Yeah.
And she, this isn't how we'd celebrate back in our day. We'd have a fucking game of Pictionary.
That's it. And Granny ain't having it. Granny's going, nah, you know what? We're doing it our way.
Yeah. When's Only Fools and Arses on the telly?
Yes. Yes.
Well, no, there you go. It actually comes from the fact that, giving from collections and donations.
Well, I see.
So there you go.
See? So now I know that.
Next, got a quick one last one for you.
Good.
We're treating you nice.
We
do
are,
know what
actually.
I mean?
We're supposed to be one every go, isn't it?
One every day, but we like to give you a little bit extra, don't we?
Yeah.
Bit of BSE.
Yeah.
Bit of something extra. So, Robins, do you know Robins on Christmas cards?
Yeah.
Well, they started off as a joke.
Yeah, I believe so.
150 years ago, when postmen used to, do their rounds, they used to wear a red tunic.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that's basically where that comes from, because they got the nickname of being called Robins.
What?
And obviously delivered the post.
Do you know what animal was
there? They started getting put on Christmas cards. What?
I believe, I'll have to double check
Christmas
this
cards.
Actually, it was rabbits, I think it was.
What, seriously? Yeah. It was the first animal to appear on a Christmas card?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. I'll have a look into that. If you know anything like that,
well,
just give
us a
shout.
Before the Robin.
Before the Robin, I can imagine, because Christmas cards have been being sent for way more than 150 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Probably a donkey on the first one.
Well, there you go. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. That's day two of our Christmas conspiracy calendar. We'll catch you next tomorrow.
We will.
For another episode. Hey, peace. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Out.
You've been listening to an episode of Never a Straight Answer's Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. I've been your host, Gaz, and joined in the studio, my co-host, Mr. Taylor. If you've got any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com, or perhaps visit the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk. From there, you can check out downloadable episodes, news, blogs, reviews, competitions, and much, much more besides. we'll be counting down the Christmas season with a new episode every day in our Christmas Conspiracy calendar, plus a very special freestyle episode on the 21st of December where we'll be answering your Christmas questions. So, if you've not subscribed already, get over to wherever you get your podcast fix and do just that, and we'll catch you on the very next episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz, he's been Taylor, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.